I propose that broken glass substitute gold in the nation's Federal Reserve. The broken glass of all our nation's riots must become the standard by which our currency is judged. Because when there's nothing left to buy in America and there's nothing left to sell, we're still going to need something to call our own. And maybe we should stop carrying bills and coins in our pockets and start using shards of glass so when we reach in, we might cut ourselves and figure out what all currency is really based upon. In Seattle, the newscasters cry, "Where have all the good protesters gone?" Long time passing. They ask the mass to take it all back. They never ask Clinton to apologize to Iraq or the GAP to bring back the Mendocino Forest or Nike to say sorry to all the world's poorest. So if today anyone goes home with a new pair of Air Jordans, let's call it a short-term deposit on a long-term revolution. But in between the blue notes and breaking of glass, a man stands on a corner with a clarinet playing a requiem for the dead of Waco, Philadelphia, Acteal. The blue notes and breaking of glass start to repay a debt long delinquent.